What's up, fellas? So I put up the video yesterday, and as soon as I put it up, somebody was like, what should be the conversation topics? Now, here's the number one thing you guys need to understand with that. When somebody asks me something like that, the first thing that goes through my head is, this is somebody who's not engaged in the conversation. All right. So you know what's happening? You know why you guys are not having good conversation topics and things to talk about? Because you thinking about the ass. You thinking about the end game. Well, motherfucker, you ain't back at the house yet. You need to get in her head before you get in her bed. All right. You's a long way away from getting the ass. So you need to stop thinking about what kind of panties she got on or how big her nipples is or aortas. You know, or how did she shave today? You ain't nowhere near that. You need to focus on the task at hand, all right? You ever watch a coach say, don't worry about the next team, let's focus on this team that's ahead of us. Don't worry about the next game, let's worry about this game. You need to worry about this, because if this don't pop, won't none of that shit happen. That's why you guys can't come up with conversation topics, because if you listen to the woman and you're engaged in a conversation, don't even worry about the ass. Listen here, guys. If you get in her head, she'll fuck you, your daddy, your uncle, and anybody else you want her to fuck. If you get in her head, don't worry about the ass. The ass will be there. That's why you guys can't come up with conversation topics. Because if you just listen to the woman and you asking her questions, she giving you conversation topics, you don't even got to do no fucking work. Just fucking listen. Shut the fuck up and listen. All right, stop thinking about what color pants. Do she got a G-string on? Did she shave today? Damn, she got a fat old ass. Ooh, look at them titties. You ain't gonna get to see none of that because you putting the cart before the horse. All right, you need to focus on the task at hand. All right, so that's the first thing you need to know. Engage in the conversation. If you get her head, the ass will come. She'll do anything you want to do. She'll suck you, lick your ass, fuck your friend, threesome, whatever you want. Get in her head first. All right, that's first and foremost. All right, the number one thing you need to know with conversation, though, is no religion and no fucking politics. Why no religion? You gonna bring a religion and you trying to fuck this bitch? Do that make any fucking sense? Listen, so I'm gonna bring a religion. Yeah, you know what? And that reminds me, I need to wait 3 months before I fuck you because my religion says so. Get the fuck out of here, guys. Listen, you don't want to bring up nothing that's gonna make her think about her morality. All right, so I don't want to bring that shit up. All right, if you see the 700 Club come on the TV and the fucking wherever y'all at or something, you need to hurry up and try to, hey, you seen that movie such and such, you need to get her head off that shit. You don't want her doing nothing that's going to question her morality. So you definitely don't want to bring up no fucking religion, and you definitely don't want to bring up no fucking politics. Why? This shit is serious. You think her pussy going to get wet talking about passing taxes and equal rights and all this bullshit? Listen, we don't want no serious tone. All right, don't talk about no fucking crime. You seen that lady got robbed? That old lady got robbed yesterday? What the fuck you bringing that shit up for? All right, now she gonna just start thinking all men are scum. You see what I'm saying? And now she gonna start thinking, yeah, he was a man too, just like you. A scumbag just like you. So you don't want to bring up no crime, none of that bullshit. You want happy thoughts, all right? No religion, no politics, no fucking crime, all right? Your pussy don't get wet talking about fucking crime and fucking politics, all right? Now, here's the thing, guys. If you engaged in the conversation is just going to fucking flow. First of all, this is first and foremost, engage how much she's into it, all right? Is she giving you a lot of short replies? Because if she ain't helping you, I'm finna end this shit, all right? If I ask her, What's your favorite vacation spot? And she just say Jamaica. All right, a girl who's interested gonna say Jamaica. Me and my friends went last month. Then she gonna turn around and ask you where you be going. That's the interest. A girl you ask a question to and she leave it there and she might give you an answer, but she don't feed it back to you. What does that tell you? All right, that tells you her interest is low. All right, so in a situation like this, I'm finna keep this date short. All right, because you know me, guys. Listen, I'm all up for when I meet a woman and maybe she ain't, you know, jumping over the wall or fence, you know, initially. But once we out on a date and shit like this here, and now you see my personality, if you still, like, you don't want to be here, I don't want to be here either. All right, we are high value men. Listen, I don't expect no woman to start breaking out doing backward flips when I come up and meet her. Every woman I meet to start breaking out doing cartwheels and backflips every time I come up and meet them, all right? Because that is just pure physical. But by now, we done talked on the phone, And we've been on a date for a little while. Now we're talking conversation. Listen, if you still like you don't want to be here, listen, most women by now, you done talked on the phone, you done engaged a little bit. So that right there should have raised her interest up a little bit. Then I probably waited a week. All this should have raised your interest. If you still not interested, I don't want to waste your time. I want to waste mine. Listen, guys, I'm all about trying to fuck women that have low, you know, lower interest that are fuckable. But goddamn, bitch, if your interest so low in me, I got to pull teeth to fuck it. But listen here, there's too many women in the world for that bullshit, all right? So at the bottom line, I'm engaged. I'm watching her and how much she's engaged in the conversation. Is she trying to get to know me? Because her interest too low, I'm not finna goddamn spend no fucking 2 months trying to get this bitch to fuck, all right? If her interest is that fucking low, get the fuck out of here, all right? When I say 2 months, I don't mean, you know, I waited 3 weeks and all this and that other shit. I mean, we dating consistently. Ain't nobody got time for shit. That's what happens when you date a woman who got super low interest. You could fuck her, but it just takes so fucking long. And me knowing the world the way I know it, guys, it's too many fucking women out there for that shit. So watch her. Is she engaging in the conversation with you trying to make it? Now, it don't matter if she's engaging in it. If you sitting there still thinking about, you know, what kind of color her panties is, it don't matter. You still won't catch up on nothing. You still don't know how to do follow-up questions because your mind ain't into the conversation. You thinking about the ass. Stay engaged in the conversation. Head first, ass later. All right? Stay engaged in the fucking conversation. All right? So now if she's throwing conversation, if she engaged in the conversation throwing shit, guys, one thing that always turn into a fucking 20-minute conversation, you know, I don't know how you guys have such a hard time making conversation, but one thing with me that always seems to turn into a 20 or 30-minute conversation easy is talking about favorite movies and TV shows, all right? Listen, if I meet a girl that's into Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead or some shit like that, man, talking about the seasons and all the changes in season 2 and season 3 can very easily turn into 20, 30 minutes easy. You know, that's why I was like, you guys, like, you don't know what to say on the phone the first time. Like, guys, just talking about music, people that you used to listen to, people that you listen to today, talking about the beefs that's going on, you know, Beyonce kids, little shit like this, just innocuous conversation that you're trying to get to know her. These conversations, you throw one thing out there, you throw out fucking I like Homeland, that shit could turn into a 30-minute fucking conversation just talking about Homeland and all the fucking seasons. Literally. If I get with a girl and she watched Game of Thrones, just talking about Game of Thrones or Power, the show that come on Stars with 50 Cent, that shit turn into a 30-minute conversation. All right? So, guys, right there off the back, if you're talking about music, your favorite TV shows or movies, that shit gonna go into forever. All right. Another good thing that seems that women love to run their fucking mouth about is vacation spots. All right. Talk about vacation spots. Talk about all the spots she's been to. How often she go? Do she fly? Do she whatever? She just these things to turn into 30, 45 minute conversations. If you listening, not sitting there thinking about, man, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of this bitch tonight. If you listening, she'll say something. Ask her a follow up to that. All right, so another one is, what else I got? Hobbies, where she from? Now I said, where she from? Because I'm in New York, all right? That's a big one up here, because ain't nobody from fucking New York. Y'all, right? You rarely meet somebody that's from New York. I have, most people are from every fucking well. So that's a big one. So a lot of people relocate. All right, ask her why she relocated, how long she, all this, guys. So the conversation should be fucking very easily if you're engaged. Get your mind off the ass. Be there present in the fucking conversation. Don't even look at her chest. Hold your head up. Hold your motherfucking, don't even look down there. Look in her eyes and fucking focus on the conversation. Hold your masculine frame. Don't be sitting there talking about some fucking old lady that got robbed last week. Now she in a fucking bad mood. Now she think all men are scum. And damn sure don't bring her no fucking religion. All you gonna do is remind her that she need to wait till she get married before she have sex. Do it seem like that's some shit I'm trying to bring up tonight? All right, I don't want this bitch thinking about some morality shit. I want this bitch thinking about how she gonna goddamn let me fuck the shit out of her. All right, so keep positive thoughts. TV shows, hobbies, favorite restaurants, all the little shit that women love to do, her job, up past jobs, why she left that job. Conversation should be easy if you're present in the conversation. If this bitch giving you a bunch of one-liners and she ain't helping you with the conversation, like she ain't asking you shit back, or she keeping her questions, answers real short, end the fucking date. All right, you ain't got to be a dickhead about it. Just tell her, you know, you got to get to work, or you got to get up early in the morning, whatever the fucking case may be. End the fucking date. I don't advocate none of you guys being on a fucking date with a woman. Listen, if her interest ain't raised by now, if you waited to call her, if you talked to her on the phone, and now you still on a date, and she still ain't, her interest still ain't raised enough to where she's sitting there ain't engaged to come say, man, fuck that bitch. Y'all do realize there's 4 billion fucking women in the world, right? All right, so fuck that bitch, all right? And move the fuck on, all right? It's a difference between fucking a woman with lower interest who's engaged in a conversation. Lower interest is, I'm interested in getting to know you, but I ain't to the point where I want to fuck you right now. That's the type of low interest that, you know, I engaged in. I don't deal with that type of low interest where a woman sit here and look like she doing me a fucking favor to be on a fucking date. Bitch, please, I'm alpha male scratches. I ain't nobody goddamn scrap heap. All right, that's the way I want all you guys thinking. All right, most girls, most girls with me, they always complain that I end the date early anyway. All right, the reason I end it early is because the first date. The reason I end the first date early is because I know the odds of me fucking you on the first date is slim to none. So all I do is run a risk of fucking up. All right, that's why I fucking end it. I still ask the girl back to my place if she want to come back and have a drink. But like soon as we get through with our drink or something like that or whatever, maybe have 2 drinks. If you catch up in half an hour, you out of $25 or whatever, $5 a drink. No big fucking deal, but I always end it early because at the same thing, I want to keep the anticipation going. I want her to think, you know, let her know that my time ain't easy and available even on a fucking date. And so if you ain't coming back to my place and we ain't finna fuck, all right, then you want to keep conversation there, but we finna get the hell out of here. And another reason, it keeps the dates down, all right? The longer you on the date, the more money you spending, all right? That's another reason why I end it. The longer she sitting her ass there, the more drinks she ordering, all right? And if you going somewhere else, now all of a sudden you spending money, so that's another reason why I keep the date short. I keep the date short to remain a mystery, to keep the dates cheap, and if we ain't fucking tonight, I don't want to be sitting here talking to your ass all night, all right? We'll say that shit for the second date when I know most women feel like, okay, I can fuck him now. Most women just got a fucking rule in their head. No action on the first date, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm still going to ask her, but that's fine, you know. But I ain't finna sit up here and conversate with your ass all night either. All right. So that's me, guys. Conversation topics. Be engaged in the fucking conversation. Get your mind off the ass and be present in the fucking date. If you listen to the fucking woman, conversation topics should be easy. If you get to talking about any show that's in syndication on TV, that's a 30-minute conversation in itself. Every time I've talked to a woman about Game of Thrones or Homeland or Power, we get to talking about seasons and shit. That shit go on we be talking about that shit for 20, 30 minutes. That one fucking show. All right. Present movies, old movies. What's your favorite movies? Oh, man, that was my shit. Oh, man, shit. Then you can start talking about some other movies that actor played in that you like. All right, guys. So this shit is simple, man. Just stay engaged in the conversation and everything else will follow. All right, guys. Right, what y'all want to see next? I got all y'all videos. I'm just doing one at a time. Like the video. Comment down below what y'all want to see next. Holla back.